Jared, if you could please tell my family, my husband and my two children, that I'm not speaking to them, please.
Ben, Katie's not speaking to you. Mm-hmm. Henry, no chance. And Nora, you're probably a casualty, but of the other two's mistakes, I'm guessing. But no, they're not. She's not talking to you. So if you need to talk to her, you can go through me, Matt, or Jason.
Or they might be celebrating, so.
All right. Well, I'll tell you guys what happened because I'm not telling them. I once again tried to feed my family a nutritious, delicious meal, and it backfired. Mm. I am so sick and tired of this narrative. I'm so tired of it. And you would think to yourself, well, Katie, stop trying to cook and feed your family this. They clearly don't like it, but I can't. I can't. Physically, I can't. It's like something inside of me wants to provide food that is nutritious to them.
Well, yeah, you want them to have a healthy lifestyle. Right? What was the dinner?
So it started because I realized that for some reason, somehow or another, maybe it was because Matt suggested I stop grocery shopping so much. I didn't have any milk in the house.
It worked.
So
backfired.
I had to run out in the afternoon, which I hate doing. Like normally it's get your errands done before the kids get off the bus, you know?
Right.
Because otherwise, it's a whole production.
And they're like, I want this. Right. I want that. Can we have this?
And my kids, I'll start the sentence with saying, hey, I have to run to the grocery store. And they go, well, I'll only go if.
Yeah, you're right. Like,
I would have killed to go to the grocery store when I was
so much
younger.
Fun.
Right? Mm-hmm. But it's a whole production. So my neighbor, Mrs. Chris, offered to sit with the kids. And I'm like, I will be gone for 15 minutes. I just have to go get milk and a few things for dinner. It took me 15 minutes to get to a grocery store. Then I get in the grocery store and it's almost 5-ish. So, you know, people are getting off of work. It's really crowded. It's taken me a lot longer to get through. And then I have to go the rerouted way home.
Yeah.
And so finally, 45 minutes later, I get home and I'm like, Mrs. Chris, I'm so sorry, you know. And then at that moment is when I proceed to start making a homemade meatloaf.
That's not bad.
Oh, well, that sounds great.
I don't know how nutritious it is, but.
Well, it was turkey, ground turkey. Okay. And my kids do love ground turkey.
So what's the problem?
Well,
did you burn it?
No. I made a delicious dinner. No, it was fantastic. The kids, it actually was a nice afternoon. Ben was coming home from Asheville and the kids were upstairs playing. They were quiet. They were getting along. I turned on my music. I was cooking. I was enjoying myself.
All is right with the world.
All the things, right? So then I made homemade meatloaf. I made homemade mashed sweet potatoes.
Oh my!
I made peas and corn and bread.
Henry, it's like Thanksgiving at my house.
I know. Henry comes downstairs. No lie. The first thing is, ugh, we're only having meatloaf.
And you want to kick him in his stomach, don't
you? I was like, oh yeah, Henry. I've only been standing in the kitchen for 2.5 hours just making meatloaf.
Right.
I'm like, wash your hands and sit down. Then Nora only wants to eat the bread.
Oh, really? Right? Skipping all the rest of the stuff.
Only wants to eat the bread. So I spend 2 hours making dinner for us to sit down and eat in 5. It is infuriating.
What about that? 5 minutes.
So Ben ended up going, he had to go to a meeting before he came home. Yeah. This was for school. This was a school thing, which
school
I opted
golf.
Not to go to. Yeah. It would have been better if it were golf.
No, I'm at school learning about it.
Probably.
They keep saying 4 for some reason. I don't know why.
So he gets home. I have a plate for him. I'm like straight up 1950s housewife here.
Man, guys would kill for this.
I washed all the dishes. I put away all the things. I had his plate covered in plastic wrap in the toaster that was warm. All the things just ready for him.
Goodness.
And he comes in and he just gets the plate out and then starts talking. And he's filling us in about this meeting that he had been to because it's about the kids' school. So they are asking him a bunch of questions. So he just goes right into it. And the whole time, I'm stewing on
the
inside.
He's not like, ooh, this is good.
Oh, wow. I'm sitting there, and I'm just waiting. I'm watching every bite he takes, and he doesn't say a damn word. And finally, I just interrupt him. I'm like, oh, it's not the best meatloaf you've ever had. I lost my mind.
Are you kidding?
My mind.
No, I'm on Katie's side on this.
I
hate when that happens. I do hate that, especially if your significant other has RBF. Then you think they're about to throw up over the meal.
He doesn't have that, but he didn't say a word.
But if he's eating it, you know, pretty quick and looks like he's not. That's still a guy's way of saying they like the meal.
No, it's not.
No,
I'm not that way. If somebody makes a meal and it's good, the first thing I say, the first bite, I'm like, this is really good.
Oh, and when I after I lost my mind and I yelled like a psycho about, oh, you don't like the meatloaf? I mean, things that you don't think are going to come
unless
out of your mouth
dry.
Come out.
It can be dry.
It wasn't. It was not dry.
She's beat you in a cooking competition.
I beat her, too.
I know. You, okay. You've been scared to do a third.
You have been
so,
very scared.
The chili, I made chili, and that's a significant dish, and I beat Katie's fair and square.
Right, and then I have
also won the grilling cook-off here.
That was not against me. I was not in the contest. You and I are square.
Yeah.
We 1-1. You refuse to do a third. It's fine. You're scared. I get it.
You did the grilling cook-off.
No, I couldn't. It was for Father's Day.
Right.
I was, anyway.
You still grill steaks for the men?
I would.
For Father's Day, Katie makes us steaks.
I was not included in that one.
And then we just eat it. Yeah. Tear it up and not say if we like it. Like,
I wish we had chicken.
I think we just came up with our promo this year.
Katie cooks for us from Father's Day and we judge it.
Katie cooks. I was the MC for that one, but I would happily do it. But as, this is like a new low. So as I'm saying the words, you didn't like my meatloaf, it's coming out of my mouth. And in my mind, believe it or not, I am thinking, shut the hell up, you psycho.
What are you
yelling for? You know, it's like how you're two different people all in one second.
Been there, yeah.
He turns and he goes, I did. And I said, no, you didn't.
So now he's gaslighting.
No, you didn't. Not only did he gaslight me, the children gaslit me. They both went, yes, he did, Mom. He always says it. I'm like,
he always says it.
Do you think is making you dessert? Who do you think is going to scoop your ice cream and give you dessert, which they're not supposed to be eating because
they don't deserve it for complaining about the food?
They don't. They do not. However, good things happen to them at school.
Oh, okay.
So I was like rewarding them for that. And I said, this is not. We're in Lent. We gave it up, but this is—I was very proud of some things.
You were
that happened.
In counseling before, isn't it a better?
I'm still in counseling,
isn't
Jason.
It a better idea to say, instead of just going psycho and said accusing of not liking the meatloaf, isn't it a better idea to say, Ben, I'm just curious. Did you like the meatloaf that I cooked?
Jason, yes, it would. It would be the better thing to do, and I have tried that method probably 750 times
throughout
our
marriage. Well, then you know that's the method you should keep doing.
It doesn't work.
We do have your friend Mary on the phone. She wants to say something.
Good. Hi, Mary.
Is this Cargo Ship Mary?
Cargo Ship Mary?
Hey, friends.
Yes.
Good morning. It is Cargo Ship Mary.
And Mary, before you say what you want to say, just so people are newer to the show, Cargo Ship Mary, just the shortest way possible, she has a legit phobia of big objects, but including cargo ships, and it freaks her out.
We found out the hard way while we were on vacation in a port city of Savannah.
Yeah, where she's legit, like, she sees a cargo ship from a distance, like, freaking out.
Right.
Okay, we all have our things.
We all got it.
All right, we're all caught
True story. And now that my heart is beating faster than it should, because now I'm thinking about my fear of cargo ships.
You're welcome.
Katie,
quick
going back. We are not going backwards. We are going forward. You are going to go on a week-long revolt from your family and let them know how hard of a job you do for all these meals.
So much so.
I don't think her therapist would suggest that.
It's just 1 week. You got to stay strong. But so much so, Katie, that I gave Ben a table on Sunday and he's like, I'll pay you for it. No. I do not want your money. Here is what I want. I want you to remind Katie that I know that I've moved directly across one major street.
I know.
But even though I've moved, whenever there's still leftovers, I still want to get the call.
Your
food is that good.
Oh, well, thank you.
It is good. That's the thing.
I don't think that's a crazy thing. I think you should
thank
be
you,
more
Mary.
Supportive of better communication.
Well, I've tried that route. I have tried it. It's. I don't know what else to do.
This sounds like I'm making it political, but this is Katie's tariff on her family. It has to be extreme. She's trying to reset the table. You got to put a food tariff on your family.
But here's
a blockade of sorts.
The problem. What if it backfires and they don't care?
Or what if they're like, wow, it's so much more pleasant around here.
It's a risk you've got to take.
Yeah.
I guess.
It's a risk for sure.